I'm Amber.
And I'm Leslie, and you're listening to
The Grimmistics. I'm Amber.
What?
I don't have to do that. Oh my God.
I was like, hold on. I just. And I'm Leslie, and you're listening to your mom's favorite podcast.
That's how much gardening I've done this evening.
Not with me. I haven't watched you do any. Is it just the gummies?
Yeah,
those are really. You told me they're good gummies.
They're
really
are. Nice.
Don't drop the name until they sponsor us.
But they're a good time.
No shit. Well, we know how you are.
I'm doing great. How are you, Leslie?
I'm not as good, but I'm also good. No, I mean I'm good. But when I went to the gardening center last. The girl complimented my hand tattoos and said I was fucking cool. I was like, oh my
That's
God.
That's so validating because they're all so much younger and cooler than us.
Literally. I was like, oh my God, shut the fuck up. I was like, tell me again, though. I am really cool.
I'm always like, oh my God, it feels so good to hear that from the children.
It just feels so fucking validating. So I'm good. I'm feeling cool. And I think it was you I think we were TikToking, and you asked if the kids these days have digital cameras.
Yes.
So my cousin, who is actually really fucking
the kids.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jordan, who is like so
the
fucking
kids
cool.
We aspire to be. Yeah.
Yeah. She like posted this video of her and her roommates, and it was like, when your Uber's there, but you have to get the digital camera and like. Pick your drinks and like all this stuff, and I was like, do you really use a digital camera? And she was like, yes. So that was really validating. So
we're
I feel
back.
Fucking I yeah so all that to say I feel cool as fuck. So I'm good.
I know. Well, now like we have like, again, just kind of how life evolves, we have the step up from the digital camera that we used to have. So we have right. like fancy ones that we will be using soon to start recording our episodes, guys, so keep an eye out.
We don't look homeless.
Yeah.
Sorry.
But
it was me today.
We got to have the fancy, like
the vlogger.
I know, so we get to, you know, still try to be cool, and she'll probably be like, yeah, cool, whatever.
Well, I feel cool that
I do too.
Yeah, that they're like using something that like I wanted to tell her, well, mine was pink. Hers was just a plain one. Like,
I girl, know. There's so much more out there. Like, I really think that's what makes the 2000s like still more elite than like what's being recreated today. Because I had the coolest, like next in tech spy kids kind of level stuff mm-hmm. because they were trying to make it seem like new and fresh and
yeah,
you know, you had bright pinks and all sorts of colors. Like it wasn't just cookie cutter.
I heard they're bringing the razor back, the pink razor, and I really want one, but that's gonna mean I'm not gonna have a Pixel. And I've had a Pixel for
I know
a long time.
I know.
Jinx.
The razor. Oh, because I never got one.
Oh, see, I did. Yeah. Mm-mm, I know. I feel like I need another.
Yeah, I wasn't cool enough to get one. Well, no, but like my mom had one, and then I got like the phone that she like had before the Razr. So eventually I had the Razr, but it's when they were going out and it wasn't as cool and everyone had one. And I was so disappointed that I couldn't be part of the trend.
You had cool phones, though.
They were just like weird as fuck. Like I just got something that was completely out there that I'd never seen anyone else have.
I love that for you. I know all yours had like keyboards.
Yeah. Like I liked that they flipped.
Yes. Because
then I felt like Lindsay Lohan in that Disney Channel
Get
spy
a Clue?
Movie. Yes.
No.
Very niche.
That was like my inspiration for life for I mean, goals. Her and obviously Hilary Duff in any Hilary Duff movie or, you know, TV show, but like.
They were ahead of their time on the gadgets.
Yeah, but Get a Clue was like, I loved her outfits. I loved everything. I loved her. And can we talk about like the bedrooms of like those
Who
girls?
Do you think I tried to embody, but on like a baller budget? Because like my mom was like, I'm not buying you name brand shit.
I know, you were so cool. We were in Amber's childhood bedroom the other day. And we were like, I was trying to remember, you know, I was like, was the TV here and all this? And we were going through it. And we were talking about how cool you were with your closet door. Your closet didn't have doors, but it had like those beads. And they were so fucking cool. I didn't have beads.
So. Oh, they were so annoying. My parents hated them. They got put on the closet because they were tired. I would put the beads in front of my door, but then I'd close my door because my room was never clean. So I never wanted my mom to like tell me to clean it. She still would make me, but like, you know, if you close the door, you have a couple more days before they catch on.
Exactly. There's a little bit of privacy.
Yeah. And so I would close the door and the beads would like against the wood. And my mom, I think finally it just drove her crazy enough. Because, like, I'd close the door and I was in my room and they'd hear, ch-ch-ch.
I bet I'd be, like, going to the bathroom. Like, yeah. Like, sleeping. Like, their eyes just completely.
It's probably a noise that would trigger my mom if I could find a recording of it.
they had such a very specific sound, too. Like, if you know, you know. You can hear them right now.
Yeah. And, like, I'm pretty sure my mom, like, so my little cool step was my mom being like, either I'm throwing them away or you're putting them somewhere else. And I got really upset and was like, don't throw them away. So I put them in my closet. And then it was a bitch to get my clothes out of my closet.
Yeah, but they looked so cool.
But the principal.
It did. It looked so cool.
Well, I'm glad because I felt like I was trying really hard.
Oh my God, I was so impressed. 13-year-old me was like, oh my God.
So all that to say, I'm so happy that our things are back, but I wish they would do it the right way. They need the bright pinks. They need the, you remember like everything was see-through for a while. How cool would it be to have a digital see-through camera? We have the technology to do that now, people. Can we do it?
I know. I feel like we can. Well, I know they just came back with the Macs that are like the colored ones and like, and all, you know, I'll never. Right. I can't join that cult. No. But do you know how badly I want one of those? I want one so fucking
bad. So
bad.
I'll
take any color. Like, honestly, I'll take orange. I would take blue. I would take purple. I would literally take any of the colors given to me.
Girl, I wonder how expensive those are. Because right now, Macs are sitting at like $2,000 to $5,000, depending on what you get. Like, could you imagine if they tapped into the nostalgia? Those are probably closer to 10.
That's the dumbest fucking price I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah, that's why I buy like refurbished. Like mine is pre-used because there's no way. And even that I had to make payments on. Like I wasn't even like willing to pay it in full.
Oh, no judgment for you, but that's just like so much money. That's crazy. Yeah. That's like the G-Wagons being over $100,000 and not having cup holders. Like that's fucking crazy.
I didn't know that.
I think they might have cup holders now, but the very
first everyone roasted them.
I mean, I did. Yeah, I was like, that's the dumbest shit I've ever heard. It's dumber than my car not having an electric tailgate.
You know, it ties into something we were talking about off pod, how, you know, Diddy and his like cronies are just crumbling and like life as we know it might be changing and Hollywood might be like crashing and burning. Mm-hmm. And like, I've never not cared. Like, I feel so bad for the victims. I don't want it to come across that I don't. Yeah. But I have never not cared about a bunch of people going to jail. Like, should. I want them to. I'm invested in knowing if it happens. But, like, am I going to feel bad for Diddy because he's uncomfortable with his arrangements? Fuck no.
Not at all. Yeah.
So, like, bring it down. Burn it to the ground. Like, all of this is just showing me, like, how crazy greed and, like, envy can really drive people.
Oh, yeah, it can just destroy someone's soul, I think.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing.
Wow. Goosebumps. Spooky. I am curious. Did you ever, and I maybe I should cut this out because I don't even know their last name. Is it like Chaisley, Chisley?
Chrisley. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Thank you. How? Yep. What are your thoughts on them? Because like I know they're like big reality TV people.
So they did like some tax evasion stuff.
But was it on purpose or did they just like not file their taxes right?
No, it was like on purpose. Like he would have like a bunch of companies that would like go bankrupt and like, yeah. So he was doing some like weird stuff to manipulate the bank. It's where he was making investors think he had like all sorts of buildings that were like functioning and they were like falling apart. So,
oh my.
So they went to jail for like cooking the books.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So, I feel like I was in with like the first and like second season, because it was very funny. Like he was this Southern man who was really sassy and like they just had a funny dynamic where like he, you know, was, I don't know. He was just comedic and he was funny. And
he's very flamboyant.
Yes. Yes.
And that's an interesting combination.
Mm-hmm. And so we watched probably the first two seasons. Craig really liked it. He thought it was hilarious.
Oh my gosh, that's not what I expected at all. Okay.
Like, and so that's why we probably watched it a little bit longer, is because we both could enjoy it together.
Sure.
But we stopped watching. It started to seem very scripted and like it wasn't like reality anymore. It was like something they wanted to project. So we stopped watching it, and like then they went into all this like tax fraud and stuff, and it's just like fucking crazy. And I'm not saying like don't screw over the government, but like don't do it on such a large scale
to get caught, right? Don't get caught, dummies. Like,
be under the radar
for sure. Like, so, I mean, don't break the law, but also like, I mean, if you're gonna steal from someone, steal from the government.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. That's propaganda here. Oh, look, and it's 11:11 in our time, in our recording. So,
oh, okay. And it's, as I say, the universe says you're right. Yep, fuck the government. So, love that for us.
Yeah, and you know, the government actually leads us into what we were going to talk about. What a
fucking good segue is that?
Guys, I know we say we're the segue queens, but we really don't plan this stuff. Like, we go into it totally unaware of where one sentence is going to lead the next.
I thought you were going to say, I know we say we are, we really are the segue queens. That's what I thought you were going to say. But yeah, exactly what Amber said. Like, none of this is planned. We have no idea what we're going to talk about.
No, and it's super fun to just see where it all lays out. So we hope you guys enjoy it as much as we do.
I just think it's funny that we can work. It just goes to show you that we can like word vomit and twist anything and be like, oh, so that's how 5 + 5 = 10. Like,
exactly.
We can make anything like a circle. Anything. Back.
Yeah. Like, really, it feels like girl math, but on like an algebra level.
But like an insane.
There are letters level. And numbers in this equation.
Maybe we get geometry. Maybe there's shapes involved too.
Oh, fuck. Yeah.
And that's, graphs. Ugh.
Whoa. You guys, it's like we do brain workouts every time we do this podcast.
Sometimes we have to use big words and you know, so
yeah,
anyway,
segue with the government though.
Yeah, so we're talking about the government kind of. I think this was it even on the list or did we just like decide to do it?
It was on the list. Oh, and I think I remember you saying you saw like something in passing and I was just like, what?
Well, I think it was because when we were doing our doppelgangers episode, I read that a certain someone did seances in a certain house. I think you even
brought it up in the episode.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so I kind of remembered that in the back of my head.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. So talking about seances in the White House.
Okay. This took me on some really interesting side quests. So
I love side quests.
Yeah. My so I think I would love to hear what you found. And then maybe I can see if I can throw my quest in.
Them in.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Well, I love that. I didn't want to just talk about Mary Todd. But you know, so I think to basically, before we even get into the gist of it, we have to talk about like spiritualism and the rise of spiritualism in America. Yes? Okay. Mm-hmm.
We might be on the same brainwave for this one. Like, I know I say that every week, but I really think we're close.
Oh, okay. Awesome. I mean, we may talk about some stuff. I didn't do a lot. I'll tell you, I didn't do any digging much on like spiritualism.
That's okay. Well, like I said, I'll squeeze in. So let's see. Okay. What did you find, Lulu? Okay.
So obviously the American Civil War was fought between 1861 and 1865. I said obviously, not like I knew that by heart. Obviously, Google told me that. And so that resulted in about 750,000 American deaths, which is outrageous. And so obviously people were like searching for a way to connect with their lost loved ones. Mm-hmm. And so by the mid to late 19th century, spiritualism had become so popular, especially among the middle class and upper family, who could afford to pay for mediums and psychics to help them connect. And that it was estimated by the late 1800s that spiritualism had over 8 million followers in the U.S. and Europe.
And that, my friends, is where our ancestors come from. They might not be directly associated with us, but spiritually, those are our spiritual ancestors.
Oh, for sure. Mm-hmm. I mean, spiritual. So did you do research on spiritualism?
So I did a little bit of research on specific people in spiritualism that really brought it. They had like a, they were kind of the who the path was laid by, is what I'll say.
Okay. I'm excited.
Okay.
One of my favorite podcasts that was like my inspiration. I know you had more, but my inspiration, it's called And That's Why We Drink. Mm-hmm. And M is a big spiritualist. They love talking about spiritualism. So that's the only information I know, is because M does like 1 to 2 hour episodes, I feel like, once, like a lot. So I may know some, but I bet you know way more than me. So I'm excited.
I think we just might know a little bit of the same story, but we'll see if we have the same characters.
We'll just mix it in. I love that.
Yeah.
The first spiritualist in the White House was Jane Pierce. Mm-hmm. Who I didn't know who she was married to. It's Franklin Pierce, and I still didn't know who that was. He's the 14th president of the United States. And she was kind of, she's the first person who's like credited for bringing spiritualism into the White House. So it's kind of, I feel kind of sad for Jane. She has a pretty sad backstory, really. She was married to Franklin when he just was in Congress, and she voiced her opinion then that how much she hated like politics, and she hated being in the city, and she just wanted to go home. And so she convinced him to retire early and move back to the country, but behind her back he put his name in for the Democratic nomination and won the race. And it's funny, she was described as a devout Christian, but like her friends and family said that she would write letters that just questioned death and the afterlife a lot. Mm-hmm. So it's like, was she a devout Christian if she was so interested in death? I guess Christians are actually interested in death. They all spike each other in the name of God. But and so they also described her as, I don't know, it's just like a homebody. She just didn't want to like deal with anyone. But
when I did read that she fainted when her husband was announced as president because she didn't want him to win.
Oh my God. That was like part of her. Like, she was like, no, she was like trying to like delay the, oh my God. I love that.
Like
so
she
much.
Just panicked because she was like, I thought I was just supporting a loser.
Oh my God. I love it. She was like, I hate this shit. I love that for her.
I'm just letting him follow his stupid dream.
Well, and it sounded like maybe it was like an arranged marriage. I'm not sure she had a choice to be with him. And she was like pretty, like in the picture, she looks really like, has really delicate features. And so, and I did not look up a picture of Franklin, but his name's Franklin. So yeah, how hot can he be?
Yeah.
Even Frank, you know, like,
yeah,
there's no hot Franks.
There are no hot Franks.
No, not at all. That's really funny about Jane. But unfortunately, Benny, their son, died in a train accident before Franklin was inaugurated. That put her in a quote-unquote depressive and reclusive state for the rest of her life. So it was then that Jane turned to spiritualism because she was so distraught. And that's when she was introduced to the Fox sisters.
So I did a deep dive on the Fox sisters.
I was like, that's who I'm hoping you're maybe going to talk about. That's perfect. So yeah, Jane met them and brought them to the White House in an attempt to communicate with Benny.
Okay. So do you want to do a little background on the Fox sisters real quick?
Yes, I do.
Okay. So the Fox sisters were three sisters from Rochester, New York, who played an important role in the creation of spiritualism. Leah, Margareta, and Catherine Fox. The two younger sisters used wrappings to convince their older sister and others that they were communicating with spirits. The older sister then took charge of them and managed their careers for some time. They all enjoyed the success as mediums for many years. So, kind of the, I just saw the, it says the emergence as mediums. So on the 14th of November in 1849, the Fox sisters demonstrated their spiritual wrappings at the Cornithan Hall in Rochester. This was the first demonstration of spiritualism held before a paying public and inaugurated a long history of public events featured by spiritualists, mediums, and leaders in the United States and other countries. Kate and Margareta became famous mediums, and they held seances for hundreds of people. Some people believed that these were frivolous. Others believed that they could sell any stock that they had and this would come true.
Mm-hmm.
They got a mentor named Horace, who kind of helped them publicize themselves a little bit more, and it attracted a lot of people, famous people in political power.
Jane Pierce.
Yeah, exactly. That brought a lot of those people in. So it was just a lot of really setting the stage for like what I think of as like the Long Island medium or the Tyler Henry. Like they do mm-hmm. shows where they're standing on stage sharing their power with the world.
Isn't that kind of like funny that the mm-hmm. founding fathers, who are supposedly, you know, so Christian and so godlike, are like kind of fucking around with like
witchy shit,
like, well, yeah, the occult and like talking to ghosts and like doing divination and like, and we'll talk about it, getting potentially political advice, like it sounds like maybe the Fox sisters were doing, like,
yeah,
that's kind of voodoo shit that I just can't imagine, you know. I mean, I think Donald Trump does do that shit, but just mm-hmm. you know, his following you know, I don't think would appreciate that.
No, well, and I think honestly it's just like, it goes to show that whether someone is in a religion that they think the witchery shouldn't be happening, or the spiritualism shouldn't be happening, they still believe in it enough to seek it out when they're desperate.
Yeah, isn't that kind of funny? Like, oh, so it is real. Got it.
Yeah.
it's real when it applies to you. Understood.
Yeah, when you need it to be.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I really got from this too, is just, and I don't get that from this 14th president and his wife. Like, I didn't see the mocking in it. I really just saw, like, in my research, a mom who was devastated by losing her child and a father who mm-hmm. turned to drinking to kind of deal with that. So I just think that they were looking for any sort of closure.
Jane and Franklin, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, and like the spiritualists, I'm curious, did you see that they, and the end of the, you know, at the end of their reign, they uh-huh. were found to maybe not be so truthful in a lot of spiritualists. No,
I didn't see that at all.
Ugh. Oh, girl. I'm so sorry.
Ugh, yeah, I was so hyped for these three sisters, like in a time when women really struggled to be anything but a wife. Like, I was like, wow. Look you at
gotta,
these entrepreneurs.
You gotta listen to M. I mean, I know. So they do like true crime after, and they do like weird cryptid shit. You gotta like, there's so much. Yeah. So basically, when you said that these were our ancestors, I was like, well, hopefully not, because they were, some of them probably were real.
Yeah. But these three weren't.
No.
Oh. No.
Or maybe they were real, but they got caught doing stuff, you know, to make themselves seem so unbelievable. Because okay. there were, at one point, they would do readings for people, and they would get like they'd be like, oh, did someone die at sea? And there'd be like water, you know, and they'd be like, the spirits are like, they would I don't know, they like trick people, and people were devastated, and they were trying to connect with their loved ones, and they were searching for answers, and they kind of got taken advantage of a little bit, to be honest. So
that wasn't our ancestor. That was Diddy's ancestor. Okay, got
it. yeah, for sure. Because a little deceitful, for sure. And yeah. I think, aww. I mean, both. It's funny, you both, I don't know if it's funny, it's ironic that the two women that I researched, they both had this, they both did seances, not with the same spiritualists, but they had the exact same result. And it took multiple seances to get it. And it didn't happen during the seance. Like, it happened after the seance. Like, it just seemed like interesting.
Yeah. Well, and I'm wondering, I'm going to do a little bit of live Googling right now. Yeah. So what I think is so interesting is that the Salem witch trial. So this was in the 1800s, like the late 1800s, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So what I think is so crazy is the Salem witch trials started February of 1692. So like how quickly people forget what innocent women and some men were killed for.
Absolutely.
How quickly these people who lie and cheat their way into like some fame, how quickly they forget that the history of what they're doing is on the backs of like innocent people being killed.
Well, and I could be completely wrong, but I feel like in Europe, where mm-hmm. spiritualism started, it happened really quickly after witchcraft finally wasn't outlawed. I don't know, like you mm-hmm. weren't being burned at the stake for it, but like, so the spiritualists that were practicing like knew people who had died from yeah. being crucified as witches, like,
and then they felt comfortable enough to come forward and practice in the open.
Yeah, it's weird. It's yeah. I mean, it's crazy. I just think it goes to show you what war, hunger, poverty, and like mm-hmm. ultimate depression and just like negative whatever mass energy, bad vibes all around,
yeah, you can know. Do to people to, yeah. can do to innocent people,
just make them like desperate to feel some sort of relief.
That's fucking heavy, dude. Mm-hmm. Holy shit. So okay, the sisters are a scam. They're not.
I'm so sorry.
It's Dixie Chicks all over again.
Oh, speaking of
what,
this is a perfect opportunity for me to, I misspoke. I fucked up. I lied to you and the explorers.
What? Leslie, we said it'd never happen.
I would never be a liar. I know. But the Dixie Chicks, you know, okay, so a Dixie Chick did pass away, R.I.P., but it wasn't one of the three that we know. It was, her name is like Laura. She was one of the original
Dixie Chicks. Oh, so the famous Dixie Chicks that we know are the group that was assembled after Laura passed.
Yes. And so like the Dixie Chicks that like made me sob to Wide Open Spaces while yeah. I was like White Girl Wasted, they're still all alive and still all together and just played at the DNC, which is how I was like, wait a minute, didn't one of them die? And then I had to do some research and then uh-huh. I was like, oh, they didn't die. So you can still have that say, opportunity.
Well, okay, two things. One, I feel like I will not be able to pass it by because you and the explorers will be like, what the fuck? You just had this big moment where it's like the depression is taken back and it's really not true, which doesn't happen to us very often.
It doesn't.
But two, I feel like 2025 is going to be fucking crazy with concerts. Like next summer, I feel like I'm going to spend a lot of money.
That's okay. I've spent a lot of money the last two summers on concerts and they've been great. I've had great summers, like zero yeah. regrets.
Yeah, because like Halsey came out with a new album.
Mm-hmm.
Eminem came out with a new album. Like the Spice Girls have been seen around what? Each other ish. Not a lot, but ish. Ish.
Really?
Yeah, like the Backstreet Boys are back together. Sadly, I'm learning that Nick Carter might be a problem. So I don't know if I haven't educated myself enough to know if that is an okay thing.
I think he may be
a Diddy friend.
A pedophile. Yeah.
Yeah. See, so that at least I'll save my money. But either way.
Aren't
like,
there a couple of others, though? Just ignore him.
Yeah.
I guess he still gets money, though. Anyway, sorry. Go ahead.
Either way. But I just like, I feel like next summer is going to be fucking crazy. All of these artists are going down with the Diddy thing. It's like we were talking about off pod. They're going to be able to step in these new artists mm-hmm. who haven't been getting a lot of attention, who might have been being pushed to get, you know, to disappear from mm-hmm. this lifestyle. I really think we're going to see some like actual talent for the mm-hmm. first time in a long time.
Ooh, how exciting.
Like unmanipulated talent.
And like, we're not going to hear some cryptic songs about like, you know, eating kids on tables and shit like that. And then be yeah. like, oh, that's not real. And then like, it is real. So,
yeah. So I'm excited for this shift.
Yeah, me too.
So back to the sisters. So they're frauds. So.
Well, OK.
So does that mean that like they didn't get the president and his wife to talk to their son?
Love that. Way to bring it on back. So Jane invited them over, and I didn't see how many times, but I just saw something that said it took them several seances. And they did it throughout Franklin's presidency, which I think was only one term. And but I couldn't find any like notes or dates. But we do know from a letter that Jane wrote to her sister that Benny was coming to her in her dreams. And that for a while she felt like her soul was calm and at peace. And I was like, oh, what a lovely story. But then another source I read said that she ended up being institutionalized because she just was so, she never got over the loss of Benny and was just so depressed, really. So unfortunately, Jane did not live a very good life. Jane reminded me of me a little bit. Obviously, I haven't like lost anyone, but you know, she's a little bit of a downer, likes to stay at home, like a little bit witchy, like you know what I mean? Like, and then at the end of the day, she gets thrown into an insane asylum. Like, I would have for sure been institutionalized. Yeah.
I think it's like a good way to look back and be like, look how far women have come.
Oh, thank God. Yes. Yeah,
thank absolutely. God you were born in this generation and not mm-hmm. that generation. It'd be interesting to see if you maybe like your reincarnation of her, or maybe like a friend that's been close Ooh. By. Like maybe if you don't feel like you identify completely with her, maybe like you're just like a best friend who's like along for the ride.
No, I really do identify with her. I didn't even think about that. I should try to connect with her.
That would be really fun.
I just got goosebumps. How I think I feel like I should. Okay.
Okay, beautiful. So, so she unfortunately gets institutionalized. What happened? Did anything happen to her husband?
No, I didn't even do anything about Franklin. Honestly, I didn't even look. Don't know what he looks like. I literally didn't give two shits about him. So,
yeah,
I just wanted to know what president he was. So he was the 14th, and I moved along.
Okay, perfect. Well, and I think this might segue into something that is also there. But there is a gentleman in the White House who had seances that we actually do know his name, and we didn't have to look him up.
Yes, yes.
Yes.
That is a good segue, because there was one in between, and I think it was James Buchanan, and then good old Abe, and yeah. our homegirl, Mary Todd, moved in.
Mm-hmm.
And there's some witchy like bitches. They really
feel like they were like 100% spiritual. Like, I feel like they didn't necessarily like flaunt it around town, but they definitely like had an inner circle that knew that they were witches.
The one of my sources is like the United, like the White House of the United States. Mm-hmm. And they basically said that it was Jane who convinced Mary Todd after they lost their son Willie that she was like, oh well, like I met with these like the Fox sisters and these spiritualists, and I had this experience, and so the White House said that that's why she did it. But I, like you, think that they were witchy then,
because and if this is something that's on your research, like we don't have to touch it right now, but I saw something about how like Abe was having premonitions, so
mm-hmm.
like, you know, you don't, he's open to it completely if he's getting something happening to himself instead of his wife having premonitions too.
One, our doppelganger episode, right? Like, he saw his doppelganger, which is mm-hmm. Basically a telltale sign that you're gonna have a like sudden death, or you're gonna die soon. But also Mary Todd and he both felt like, yeah, he was like, they saw his death happening and saw him not having a second term and things like that.
Well, and I think it's, I like the twist of the doppelganger, because I'm not going to lie, I kind of forgot about him
my part of the episode. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what I think is interesting, though, is like, because I saw something where he recanted, like someone wrote something down and he said in his dream he saw himself, and then he was looking into a mirror and he saw a ghost of, like, a more ghostly version of himself. Mm-hmm. And his wife interpreted the dream as, you're going to live through this first term, but the second one you won't. Like,
right.
So it's just interesting because, like, the mirror could have been the other dimension of his doppelganger. Like, it could have easily been doppelganger or, like, a spirit, like, and spiritual. I think they kind of all go hand in hand.
Oh, but, like, absolutely.
He could have easily been sleeping and in a different dimension, seeing his doppelganger instead of a dream of a mirror.
It's almost like astral projecting a little bit.
Yeah, where he, like, opened up a portal and was like, oh.
Well, while you were talking, I just think, isn't it weird that this is our third episode talking about, of all people, Abraham Lincoln? Like, is he low-key our, like, Roman Empire? Like, when guys like, you know, when they would ask, like, what are you thinking about? And they were like, the Roman Empire. Like, is Abraham Lincoln?
I do think about Abraham Lincoln a lot. Is that weird?
I don't know. I do, too. Is he, like, our Roman Empire? That's what I'm asking. Does anyone else have this issue?
He is. No, he, like, for sure is, because I mean, I think about him a lot, and I don't carry cash, so it's not like I see him in my wallet.
No, I don't look at pennies. I mean, I like pennies. When I see pennies, I guess I'm like, oh my God, a lucky penny. Like, I guess I...
And isn't it so weird that that's the only lucky coin is the one with the witchy president on it?
Oh, that is kind of weird. And copper is like a natural element that like connects like spirits and stuff. So maybe like that's why we're like...
He's a witch. He's a witch. We're being summoned by he's the head witch. He's the head witch. He's the leader. So we're being summoned by him. I don't enjoy the fact that it's a man, but like it makes sense.
He's so cute. I hope he's a good guy. It's like, I really, really hope he's a good guy.
He's like the bear of all presidents. Oh my God.
That's so funny. I just like, why are we talking about him so much? Anyway.
I think about him a lot.
No, I do too, because like I remembered all that shit that I talked to you about like a really long time ago, like back in season one. I remember stuff about
God, Leslie, you just like, because you know, every time I watch those, it's like old news now, these Roman empires, because no one does it anymore,
right?
But like,
I hope someone asks us,
that's it.
Abraham Lincoln, and we'll just have to say like the straightest fucking face.
Straightest face. Like, I've already talked about it, it's fine.
Well, and it really does, like, I'm like thinking of all the things.
I don't remember a time I wasn't thinking about him. I'm going to be completely honest.
Like, I don't know what I was doing. I was in my car and I think maybe someone was talking about like a top hat or something. And I was like, oh, you want to know who doesn't wear a top hat? Like, I remember thinking like, is Abraham Lincoln? Like,
we're like debunking him now. It's not like an idolized anymore. It must have been the top hat. The top hat must have been magical, because like.
And that he doesn't want us to remember it, because that's like his, like, you know, ruby slippers.
Or the doppelganger doesn't want us
to remember. Oh, shut the fuck up.
The doppelganger is all
jealous.
That's
terrifying. Amber, I have goosebumps. I'm probably just high, but that's terrifying. Okay. We haven't even talked about her seances yet. Let's go. What an episode.
Oh my gosh, guys. We're unraveling. Like, I feel like Nicolas Cage right now.
I feel like the name of this episode has to do something with like national treasure or like oh my gosh. Okay. My cheeks hurt.
Oh my God. Okay, so Miss Mary used to bring people over to the White House, is that correct?
Okay, sorry. Yeah, so like we talked about in season one, doppelganger episode, and I'll talk about here, Abe and Mary lost their son Willie. I'm not laughing about Willie. I just was laughing that we just talked about Abraham Lincoln for like, 20 like minutes.
15 minutes, anyway, and we still have to talk about it.
So Willie passed away of typhoid fever when he was like 12, and so that's kind of what When Willie died, Mary started to go to see the Lorries, who were a mother and daughter duo named Margaret Ann and Belle Lorrie. And they were spiritualist witches who probably also took advantage of them. They hung out with them the entire, like basically for the rest of their lives, both of them. This was when they met someone named Nettie Colburn,
mm-hmm.
Who was a spiritualist who said that she was channeling a man named Dr. Bamford, and she was the one who Abe would ask for political seances and political advice. She was there once, so they were at the White House to do a seance for Mary. And mm-hmm. Abe was there and saw Nettie, and they just like had this connection, and like she became like his personal spiritualist, basically.
Damn.
So he really was like a little witch. but like we don't know really anything about the seances or like how many there were. We do know how many. There were eight, at least eight at the seance, at the White House, in the Red Room.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what that looks like. Have you seen pictures of the White House?
Think I have a video, so I can make sure we save that. Yeah. So, but it's red.
Well, I've been to the White House when I was a kid.
Oh,
yeah. I remember they told us ghost stories. I remember they said that you could see Abe's ghost.
I do have a story about that later. So I want to bring up one that I thought was really funny.
Well, and so I don't remember the red room, but I remember it was green. So I'm sure there's like maybe a blue room and maybe, you know, an orange
They're not creative at all. They're like, okay, same color, every room.
They're like this oval office. Perfect. Yeah, they weren't very smart.
We're very little literal people.
I love that for us. But yeah, that's all I got. And then Mary did say that Willie would come to her in her sleep, and mm-hmm. sometimes he would be alone and sometimes he would be with Eddie, who was their other son who died when he was a baby. I thought that was interesting that both Jane and Mary had the same, like nothing happened during the seances. They didn't have any where they were channeled by their children or anything, but mm-hmm. they came to them after the fact.
So then, I mean, I know the sisters came out as like, we're frauds, but do you think that maybe these two women were open enough in the aspect of even wanting to bring a seance into their house that the spirits saw that and were just like, okay, like we're going to connect with you because you're open. Like maybe not necessarily the guides, but like.
Bingo.
The women opened themselves up to it.
Absolutely. Because I really do think that like. While some people may be like naturally blessed with abilities or mm-hmm. spiritual connections, whatever, I think it's all about intention. And if you really want to see your son who, you know, mm-hmm. was taken from you and you would do anything to see him and you mm-hmm. have, that's all you want and that's all you think, like, absolutely, you're going to manifest that 100%.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And it's going to, and I'm sure, you know, just with what I understand to an extent of other psychics and mediums who have said like the gist of the same thing is that like when someone becomes a spirit, it's really like first, like if it's really like recent, it's really hard for them to communicate. They haven't learned how to control what they are yet. Mm-hmm. And so when you're that open, that willing, like Leslie said, you're like a big freaking lighthouse in the mm-hmm. middle of the darkness. They know how to get to you when you're like that.
Definitely.
So I do think that, you know, and over time they get better at manipulating what mm-hmm. they learning how to manipulate what they are. But I 100% believe like those moms were just big lights in the middle of darkness for those kids.
Mm-hmm. That's lovely. I hope so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wow. Well, so I just have, because you touched a little bit on saying that Lincoln, or you heard ghost stories mm-hmm. when you were at the White House.
Mm-hmm.
And I read that Lincoln is still there.
Yes. I heard that he haunts a lot of other first ladies, including, I think, Jackie, said that they saw him.
Yeah. So I found a really funny story and I couldn't not bring it up.
Okay.
So Winston Churchill is on record for saying this, that he was staying at the White House when the Queen and he were meeting someone or something. And for whatever reason, they're at the White House and he is comfortable enough where he's staying that he is doing his favorite pastime.
In a bath?
Uh-huh. He's really? A rich white man with worries, but not a lot of normal worries, sitting in a tub smoking a cigar.
Gross.
In a bubble bath.
A bubble bath.
Bubble bath. I'm teaching Ravioli to say it like that.
Bubble bath.
Bubble bath. So
I was going to say it one more time, but no. Anyway.
Oh, okay.
No.
He went to go get another cigar and
naked
lighter, like you do when you're taking a tubby, and
naked.
Yep. Nice. He ran across the room and
he's a chunky guy, probably not a good sight.
No. Poor Abe.
Picturing and so, like the penguin.
Yeah. Little Danny DeVito.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm picturing.
So he runs over to his room to grab a match and he sees Abraham Lincoln leaning against the fireplace.
Casual.
And he has some like witty comment about like, oh, I'm so sorry, President Lincoln. You've caught me in an inopportune moment. And Abraham Lincoln laughs and says, enjoy your bath or something like that.
Oh my God. He's like, thank you for showing me your penis. No,
like he's completely present with the situation and he's like, I know I don't need to talk to you. So like, bye.
How funny though. So that's like an intelligent response. Like he's not just like a residual there. Haunting like we've talked about. Yeah. Like he knows he wants to be there. He's choosing to be there. I'm curious what he thinks about what's happening with the world now. I would be so curious.
Like I have never had a desire to go to the White House, but like this whole seance thing is definitely getting it on the list.
I mean, it was cool. I was a kid. It was 1999. So I was like fucking 4 years old.
Yeah.
But the parts I remember are cool. Like you should go.
I know. Yeah. It's like, so, but I think it's on the list for us to go.
Oh, okay.
It'd be really fun to see.
Well, and like Gettysburg is haunted. Like,
yeah, like we could totally go down a historical rabbit hole.
Absolutely.
That was the little story I had to add though. Like I just thought it was so funny because it's like he's, I don't know, riffing. And then the only other thing I have to add is that I read in my research that what was interesting was the spiritualists that Abe and his wife brought into the White House, they were actually John Wilkes Booth's spiritualists as well.
Really?
Yeah, his sister passed away when he was younger and he went to, they never, like, to my knowledge of what my research, they never crossed paths, but like they used the same, like they were clients. Isn't that crazy?
Do you think they like orchestrated this a little bit?
I don't know. If they were giving
political advice. Yeah. And then they told
and he's not taking what they want?
I don't know.
I don't either. I'd be surprised if a spiritualist would be like, yes, keep the slaves. Like that would be, I mean, I guess
that
it's a spirit, but it's a person who's lying about being a spiritualist, maybe.
True. I mean, it's just giving Game of Thrones, like that shit fucking happens. Like the witch, like what's, I don't remember there, but there's like a whole kingdom. There's a king who is like fucking a witch. Then she like, convinces
manipulates him,
to, like, him yeah like that's like one of the plot lines. So hello, like
yeah, so I don't know, but yeah, either way, like John Wilkes Booth, or maybe maybe they were not feeling like they could manipulate Abe, so they got mad and desperate. I mean, honestly, if we go down this rabbit hole, what's happening to Diddy, I know I've brought it up like 75 times tonight, but what it's all real. I've been fed,
right?
What's happening to Diddy is like literally this, like there are people who like they are puppets that are put like in front of everyone and you think they're in power. But then there are people like, I haven't thought about Diddy in years.
Right. But he's
like Diddy's not something. Diddy is not Abraham Lincoln. Like, he does not cross my mind.
He's not on the mind on the daily 360, you know?
Yeah. Like
365.
Yeah. But like, so it makes sense. So like John Wilkes Booth was like a nobody, and these, you know, are you know, he's the puppet, and then these spiritualists are hiding, these are lying they, are spiritualists. They're the not Diddy? Even real. They're right. The Diddy.
Okay, good. I thought you were saying that Abe was Diddy. I was like,
No. Okay. No, they're the Diddy, and they and Abe is Kid Cudi's car that they blow up. Like, oh, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, I do know what you're saying. Oh my god, I feel so bad for Kid Cudi and Abe.
Yeah.
I really think we should try to, okay, now I want to try to connect with both Jane, all three. Jane, Mary Todd, and Abe. And I just want to see what we can find. I found out recently my mom has used a Ouija board before. Like, totally. That was my fucking Nancy. Reaction too. So now I feel like
it's a generational, like, you have to. Like, right. You can't miss out on what your mom tried.
I know. I have to do it. And I'm going to do it to try to talk to fucking Abraham Lincoln.
Would you have to be somewhere that Abraham Lincoln was, do you think? Like, would you have to go to his statue?
Ooh, that probably would help.
It'd be stronger. You'd be a bigger light.
Probably, but like, I've got a lot of intention. And like you said, I really do think about him. Like, I think he is like maybe, I think he might be like our fucking Roman Empire.
I mean, I was just thinking about it while like...
You were talking about something else. Yeah. It's nonstop. Abe all day long. Like, Daddy Abe, 24/7.
Well, and like, while I was talking about something else though, remember when my husband worked for the cemetery and I said, oh, it's some Abraham Lincoln looking dude.
Yeah. He's just around all the time.
And it's not like there were a lot of people out there hustling looking like Abraham Lincoln. Like, he was a very unique person. So it's not like I could look at someone and be like, you look like Abe Lincoln. Like, I don't think I've ever done that.
No, not really.
So I'm just like thinking about the person, Abraham Lincoln. I'm not even thinking about things that resemble him.
Do you feel like we've like manifested him? Do you think he's like Beetlejuice? Like, we've said his name
so many times.
Also, there's that like animatronic of him at Shields. I feel like we should go should and take we do a picture it there?
Oh, I thought you meant we should go and do the Ouija board there.
Oh no, they're super religious. I think they would kick us out. But
maybe we could do your spirit box by it.
Oh, okay, perfect. We'll just like casually keep it. But I definitely think we should take a picture in front of it with the animatronic of Abe.
I'm fucking down.
Okay.
Okay. That's say what less. We can do on our girls' day.
Okay, great.
Yeah. So we'll do it on the 3rd. We'll do Twilight and then we'll drive out to Shields and then try.
Okay. You got it.
Perfect.
that'll be our addition for this episode.
Yeah, I love it.
Amazing.
So I didn't realize that seancing was like a thing. And I didn't do a research on it, but I saw there was a list, and Nancy Reagan, so like pretty more recent, was having spiritualists in the White House. So like, it's just like having a different religion president. Mm-hmm. Like, you literally, we're all in there.
Literally, it's just like having like a priest over. You're just getting like a form of counsel.
Guidance, you know? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So crazy. Ay-ay-ay.
It's fucking cool though. I love it.
I do too. I honestly think we cracked the code though, and I think like Mr. Lincoln is like definitely blessed with some ability along with his wife.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm not getting the same vibe from, was it Jane?
Mm-hmm.
I think the same vibe from her. I think it was specific. Like, she opened herself to her child.
Definitely. Absolutely.
Yeah. So
but I think, you know, Mary and Abe were just ready to go from the get go.
Yeah.
I love that for them. That
was, yeah, that was just like they were gonna do that no matter what. So
For sure.
Wow, really good info.
That was awesome. Yeah, this was a great so episode. Let's do more like this.
Yeah, I like it. Like, it felt good riffing off of you. It's like, I don't know. I feel like our schedule is like, when we kind of start talking about stuff, we naturally go like, you know, like I go, oh, I feel like I've done a lot of talking, so let's do something that Leslie's interested in, and I'll just like learn, and like, you know what I mean? Like,
We
try to do like a mixture of things.
Yes.
And so like, this one is fun. We haven't done this in a hot second where we're just like, good. We both are educated.
Right. We both are like interested in this weird ass
Yeah.
topic.
Yeah, I think this has opened me up to, like, I would be open to a seance.
Oh, I'm 100%. I've always been open to a seance. I really want to go to one. They have them in at Estes.
They do?
Mm-hmm, at the Stanley. I would love to go to a seance.
That would be pretty cool. We'll mm-hmm. put that on our list, guys. Mm-hmm. Don't worry. Once we can, we will get up there and we will definitely do that. That sounds so fun.
Mm-hmm. And we can spend the night. I've never spent the night there. It'll be so fun.
Oh. Spending the night's pretty cool. Craig and I did that for an anniversary. Mm-hmm. It was a good time. So I'm definitely down to do that with the pod. So
perf.
Yay. All right, friends. Well, Leslie, anything else, or are we doing okay?
No, I'm all talked out, and I just, you know, I think I've said Abraham Lincoln so much. I think I'm done for today.
Yeah, we should probably go, because he's probably going to visit our dreams and he's probably already waiting for us. So
exactly. So on that note, we will spook you next Tuesday. Bye. Bye.